It's The Takeaway. I'm Matt Katz, in for Tanzina Vega. We turn now to the Republican response to the latest news about Ukraine, the whistleblower complaints, and moves to impeach President Trump. Congressman Phil Rowe is a Republican representative for Tennessee's 1st Congressional District. Congressman Rowe, welcome to The Takeaway.
Matt, thanks very much for having me.
So, Congressman, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has officially backed this impeachment inquiry into President Trump. And you tweeted your opposition saying that Democrats have been, quote, foaming at the mouth to undermine Trump's presidency from the start. So do you not think it was at least inappropriate for the president of the United States to ask a foreign leader to investigate a domestic political rival and then to potentially withhold aid from that country if they didn't do this favor for him?
I think this is a lot of blow about nothing. And one of the things that disturbed me about this, in my previous life, I'm a physician. Mm-hmm. So I try to get all the information I can about an issue before I make a diagnosis. And here the Speaker of the House, before she hears a secondhand description by a whistleblower that didn't read this, and then says this is an impeachable offense before they ever read the document. Well, I would wait to read the document, which I did, and I read. And everything is arguable, Matt. You can argue anything, but no, I do not. I think here's a man who's been investigated for 2.5 years, $30 million, 19 lawyers, and came up with absolutely nothing. And now a phone call to your Ukrainian president is impeachable. And you're creating, what I see happening is the person who did no crime is being accused when it looks like Mr. Biden may have done something that was wrong.
What do you think potentially that Joe Biden did wrong, and how should that be investigated?
Well, if you think about, look, just look at the first blush of it. Flip it around. If this were President Trump had done this, if you are the Vice President of the United States, you're in Ukraine, you withhold, and you say you did this, withhold $1 billion worth of aid going to that country, so that a prosecutor will quit investigating your son, who's getting $50,000 a month from an oil company. I mean, that doesn't look good. This is about, I think, about an election that occurred 2.5 years ago. And look, I heard this all the time from the far right when I was when President Obama was president. I was here for 8 years. He was president. Impeach Obama. I said, for what? We have elections in this country, and we're going to have one next year. And politically, I can tell you in my part of the country, this will embolden the Trump supporters. I can assure you it will.
I mean, this theory that he was manipulating his own office as vice president to help his son, that has been debunked as false by various news outlets. I mean, do you believe that that's what he was doing, or there needs to be some sort of like formal investigation into finding out if he was doing that?
All I know is exactly what you know. The man said he withheld money, $1 billion, vice president did, so that they would quit this prosecutor who was investigating his son, who's getting $50,000 a month with this Ukrainian energy company. And so, you know, you can draw your own conclusions.
Do you think that President Trump was indeed asking the president of Ukraine to investigate Biden? Do you agree that that's what he was doing in that phone call?
Well, look, you've read this, haven't you?
Yeah, I've read the transcript.
I'm sure you've read the same, and I've read it twice. And basically, it was a congratulatory call of his parliament, and this was back in July. And I think, honestly, Matt, this is going nowhere, and we're going to spend a lot of money and time. Right now, we've got the Middle East as hot as it's been in years with Iran. We've got a USMCA agreement that needs to be worked on, the Canada trade agreement, Mexico-Canada trade agreement. We've got a trade war going on with China that needs our attention. And what are we focusing on? A phone call that's going to end up being nothing, just hysteria among the Democrats. Yeah. And I think the people in this country see that. And once they read it, look, I asked for it to be released before I knew anything that was in it. I asked for that. I think sunshine is the best disinfectant that there can be. Let people make their own minds up.
I mean, you said that it's going to be dismissed, but there's been some Republicans that are concerned about this. Republican Senator Mitt Romney said that the contents of the call were, quote, deeply troubling. Senator Ben Sasse said, quote, Republicans ought not to be rushing to circle the wagons here to say there's no there when there's obviously lots that's very troubling. there. Why are some Republicans more concerned?
It may be troubling to those two senators. It certainly isn't troubling to me. And right here, as I said, if you're going to take, and one of the things that concerns me also is not just this administration, there may be another president, a different president next time. If I were a foreign leader, I'd be very reticent to be on a phone call with an American president, knowing that my conversation, which I thought was private, was going to be made public due to political reasons. So I think that's a concern that I personally have, is that would a foreign leader that he talks to, and when that foreign leader thinks it's a private conversation.
There's just the sense out there, just as you're arguing that Democrats will do anything to get the president out of office, that congressional Republicans will do anything to defend the president, that they will, no matter what were to come out, as the president said, I could shoot somebody in Fifth Avenue and I'd still have my supporters. And there's a sense that the congressional Republicans are not acting as a check on the president, regardless of what he does, and aren't willing to pursue investigations as far as they might take us, because they are concerned that Trump's supporters
would. I'll tell you why I will disagree. I'm going to give a shout out to one of my predecessors, Howard Baker, who took down President Nixon. So Republicans actually stood up and took their president on. If there were something here, if you look at my comments about all of this,
yeah. It's
let's wait until we get the information. The same thing as the Mueller report. We spent 2.5 years with this thing, and there's a stench about that whole thing at corruption at the top of the FBI and the Justice Department. And yet when the report came out where Mueller says no collusion, the Democrats said collusion, and the very next chance you have is you have a phone conversation that's now an impeachable offense. It seems to me like that's politically motivated.
Congressman Phil Rowe represents Tennessee's 1st Congressional District. Congressman, thanks for being on the show.
Matt, thanks for having me.
And I just want to go back to something that Congressman and a lot of Republicans have been saying, that something just doesn't add up about Joe Biden and Ukraine. It all centers on this Ukrainian prosecutor that Biden helped remove from office, which supposedly helped his son's overseas business interests. But
the timeline doesn't add up, because the crucial point there is that the investigation had ended a year before Joe Biden first started calling for this guy's resignation.
That's Josh Kavinsky from Talking Points Memo on with us earlier this week. He spent 3 years reporting in Ukraine and told us the charges are bogus. And when it comes to establishing a link between Biden's actions as vice president and his son's business interests overseas, the Wall Street Journal wrote last week that, quote, in Ukraine, government officials and anti-corruption advocates say this is a misrepresentation.